All right. And a one, and a two, and welcome to the Tales from the Longbox podcast. This is episode 93.
Oh, jeez.
Comic book news. I am Chris Mosby.
And I am Caleb Gerard. Wait a minute, there's something missing.
Oh, yes.
There's no dreadlocks. What the hell?
Yes, apparently. Let's see, where is he today, anyway?
He's in a cabin somewhere.
Probably, in a cabin?
Probably with a hockey mask on and killing drunk teenagers.
Wasn't he doing a secret trapping and pelting mission for the Canadian government again this week?
If that's what we're calling it now,
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, he's visiting family, I think, in the cabin. Probably the hockey mask is probably true. That does sound like him. I don't know about the killing and maiming part, but the rest of it does sound like him. So,
first we're talking about Murray. Murray has decided to forego this week's scintillating conversation for time with the family.
Yeah.
Blah.
Yeah, I get enough of that as it is.
Whatevs.
All right, yes, taking a break from mowing and working on the weekend here, trying to get this going. And we didn't want to get in too depth in the stuff without Murray here, so we're just going to do some comic book news, as the title did talk about. And there's a lot of talk about this week. DC Comics, what the hell is going on with you people? You're falling apart.
Well,
it's like I posted on Facebook. It's like, okay, you got all these people leaving. You do things, and then people have fan outrage. You might want to rethink your strategy just a little bit.
Well, the problem is we don't know what their strategy is.
I don't think they know.
Well, there's probably that. We're not privy to a lot of these conversations that happen.
And I'm wondering, before we get into the details, I found something just a little bit ago. Before we started, I gotta find it now.
Well, I just want to pour one out real quickly.
Okay, go for it.
Legion getting axed. Again,
which I don't know. I thought they were doing good, and oh yeah, sales, blah blah blah. Well, I mean, you can't really gauge the Legion by sales, I don't think. But with Warner Brothers running things more. They got more of a corporate person running things, which that comes to my little tidbit. This was posted on the Beat on the 16th, and occasional superheroine blog talked about it too, but the day before. But buried deep in Hollywood Reporter's story stuff, is Warner Brothers CEO Kevin Tishara, which the Beat says we've been watching closely since he took over in March. Which, think about it, this guy took over in March. It seems like when things went downhill, I don't know. This might be coincidence or not. But anyway, he is making his first big shakeup. He ousting TV head Bruce Rosenbloom and giving the TV and home entertainment divisions a reorg. And the quote says, Warner Home Video President Ron Sanders moves up to Warner Brothers Worldwide Home Entertainment Distribution President, where, among other things, he'll expand the retail distribution of DC Entertainment products. And DC Entertainment's Diane Nelson, remaining president of the standalone entity, will report to both Tishihara and Warner Brothers Picture Group President Jeff Robinoff. And the piece says Tishihara and movie head Robinoff are said to get along even less well than Tishihara and Rosenbloom did. So everyone is waiting for that shoe to drop, although surely no one will go unshod until after the Man of Steel opens.
It flies in the face of the success of Marvel, where Marvel has been so successful with Disney, and they've been separate entities. Disney occasionally will poke their nose in. They really let Marvel do whatever the hell they want to do. And
as far as we know,
well, good point. But yeah, I mean, when Disney did say something about you know, something about the Mandarin, the way he appeared in the movie, the latest Iron Man movie, and that made, you know, somewhat public, but nothing.
I heard that they wanted to run with the alcoholism angle from Demon in the Bottle, and they wouldn't have anything to do with that.
Okay, there was that too, but it just seems like that Marvel has a bit more is autonomous from Disney, whereas Warner Brothers wants to have all this control over the DC properties, and it doesn't, at least on the big screen, it hasn't worked out than the Men movies.
Yeah, and I'll get to my thoughts on that. She previously reported only to Rubinoff. Now, we've heard mixed things about the T'Challa and Nelson relationship, but it would seem that her loyalty to Rubinoff is being tested. She previously noted, activities of one little comic book company are far below the attention level of CEO. But T'Challa once ran the division himself, so he definitely has an opinion on it. So that's what the part that I was worried about. Which, that might be a good thing, might be a bad thing. And that comes along with, now we've all heard it, the level of editorial control that they're putting on the books. The whole, even back when the New 52 started, some of these book concepts weren't even created by a creator. They were come up from editorial, biggest example being Legion Lost. That was their idea, and they went and found somebody. This is the book we want to do. We want you to write it. And there's more. There's more instances of that.
Are you getting paged by Mars? There, was that it?
No. I don't know what that is. No telling.
Okay.
General Facebook crap, but. And, you know, they bring in Bob Harris, and, you know, and a lot of the people they've been bringing in are like, we're big in the 90s, and it's like a lot of the stuff has got this 90s feel, and I just think they're not letting the creators create. And with all the departures and moving around, and, you know, titles being canceled, and people walking off because they don't want to do what editorial wants to do, that's what the problem is right there, I think, that they're not letting the creators create, and that's what they need to do. If they're this, because it's getting to the point now where they keep canceling titles and other things come out that I don't care for. I'm almost to the point where I'm buying more of DC, more Marvel and Valiant than I am DC. I don't know if that's really true or not, but it sure seems like it. I don't know, and we all know what a big DC fan I am. So
it's I
really bothered me.
I think we both are still buying more DC than Marvel, but you know there is definitely a creep in coming from Valiant and Dynamite and Boom and Monkey Brain and you know, the list goes on.
Yeah, Monkey Brain. Yeah, I've been reading a lot of their stuff too.
You know, and with limited resources, I don't think either one of us won the lottery yesterday.
No, I didn't.
And it wasn't sold. The ticket was not sold in Arizona, so I know I didn't. But the point being is that you know, we can't keep supporting all of these, you know, sort of thrown against the wall titles that DC seems to be putting out there. The Katanas, the Vibes.
Mm-hmm.
The Constantine's, though Constantine's been good.
I'm kind of on the fence on that one, but I have been reading it.
And then when we do support a title, you know, like an Earth 2 or Dial H, they don't support it.
Yeah,
they throw all their weight behind Batman and Superman, and Justice League and Green Lantern. And it's like, you know what, those are not the titles that need your support. The titles that need your support are, you know, the All-Star Westerns, the World's Finest, et cetera. I mean, the Legion, for Christ's sake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we haven't given the specifics on that. The last, with the August solicitations coming out, the latest bunch that's canceled. Threshold after number eight, at the end of number eight, as we mentioned previously, Legion of Superheroes canceled again, issue number 23. Demon Knights, same. Just Legion of Superheroes is one of the original New 52. Demon Knights is the same. It's gone with number 23, which I stopped reading that. So I didn't like the bold new direction in the change of writers that they did. It was slowly going downhill, and that, yeah. Dial H, which I know Caleb enjoys, that's gone with number 15. With a double-sized issue to wrap it up. Mm. It says this thing here from the beat. No surprises. None were selling well. It also dovetails the exit of editor Karen Berger. But the solicitation for the Legion does have a bit of a tease that might mean a relaunch. I'm not going to get into that. I won't read the details. But you got a bunch of Trinity War crap, which I'm not even sure if I'm even going to mess with that. Though I am kind of interested. I don't know. Yeah.
No, you're right. It's
Well, okay. I mean, let's go. Okay. And then that brings up another thing. Very publicly and, I don't know, almost snidely. James Robinson posts on Twitter, which I don't know if he told DC the same way, but he bids farewell to Twitter. And he basically says, yeah, my last issue is going to be of Earth 2, which, you know, with issue number 16. And he says, yes, that also means I'm no longer working at DC. He says, best wishes in regards to Dan, Jeff, and everyone. So that book, I mean, that was the second wave. We need to go through and chart all this out and have like a big couple, you know, cause it's, you almost need a program at this point. That would be an interesting series of articles too, to write and go back to the beginning, say, okay, here's all the people. And then, all right, this issue they changed. I might have to do that. Right. But anyway, that would be kind of fun to be a good podcast or a couple of podcasts. The New 52 is what inspired me to come up with this podcast in the first place, and it is just a mess.
If you look at the stuff that is still surviving from the original, and I think we'd be better off having the stuff in front of us to actually speak definitively on this, but I would hazard to guess that for the most part, the books that are left over from the relaunch of the New 52 are books that were in existence prior to the...
Yes. Yes, I believe the majority would be. I would have to agree.
There's not a lot of new stuff from the New 52.
Yeah, I agree. But anyway...
There are a couple exceptions. I mean, there's the Red Hood book, there's Green Arrow...
Mm-hmm.
So
I don't know how much longer that Red Hood book's going to be around either, but...
Aquaman. Or was Aquaman already... No, Aquaman had already relaunched prior to...
Did it?
Or had it?
No, it hadn't.
Okay. I couldn't remember. There were Justice Leagues. There were... There were Batgirls. There were Batwoman? No, Batwoman was...
They held that forever, waiting for that to come up.
And we'd be better off like having this stuff in front of us to...
Yeah,
speak
yeah.
Intelligently on it, but
yeah, and then, okay, here and to kind of here's a little quote from Valerie Cottrell. I think that's how you spell her last name, from our Facebook page, and I think she nailed it on the head. It says here, she says, one of the things about DC 52 reboot is how they took some really nice heroic characters who did have their own problems, but still always did their best despite it, and turn them into major league jerks or a-holes that almost no one liked. And I have to tell you, in most cases, I agree totally. What do you think about that comment?
I think for the most part, that's true. I'm I would disagree on a couple of characters. I would say that Wonder Woman is a stronger character for the reboot.
I have to agree. This is the first time in my life that I've been reading a Wonder Woman book, and of course I tried out the last time it was relaunched with Gale. I read one issue and that was it. It just didn't. But this Wonder Woman, I've read every issue.
And, you know, despite its cancellation, I would say that Firestorm has come out stronger for this relaunch.
Well, after they...
Oh, that's only recent. That's only recently.
Yeah, exactly. When you said it was starting to get halfway decent there.
Yeah, with Jurgens coming on, it's actually been a very readable book.
I wouldn't mind... I should have checked that part out. I'm going to have to go back to...
And there's a couple others, but then you know, mm-hmm. Superman, I think has become a whiny bitch. Superboy, the Titan.
Well, you know, it depends on which one you look at, I guess.
Yeah, that's true. There's different defining Superman books. You're right.
I really think that because it's just different. Because, I mean, like, the one in Action Comics is different than the one...
In Superman.
Yeah. It's totally different. And then you get a little bit different take on it in Justice League. But, yeah, I would have to agree with that in some cases. I think the one in Superman is more like that. Because he's still pining for Lois Lane.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah,
and I would agree. I mean, but there are exceptions, and there are characters that have had that given the status of this new 52 mm-hmm. have had reworks, and the creators have been allowed to do whatever they want. I like mm-hmm. the new Harley Quinn. I like how she is a not just a sidekick anymore, but they use her in Suicide Squad that way. You know, I know some people would disagree, but I like some of the recharacterizations in Legion Lost for like Timberwolf and Tyrock. I thought that they were, you know, finally given some unique personality there.
Yeah, definitely Tyrock. Yeah.
Yeah, well, Tyrock didn't have one before.
So. Yeah, exactly.
And you know, and I suppose we'd go through the list and say, you know, that yes, this character came out the wrong end of it, and this character. Mm-hmm. came out stronger for it, but I think it comes back, I think it circles back to how many of the titles that are still in existence are new, and it's probably, and I would hazard a guess that, you know, not many. We got an Animal Man still floating around out there, and you know, I'm not sure what else is new, you know.
You still reading Animal Man?
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I still love it. It's still a great book.
Yeah.
I'll be interested to see. You know, I'm going to give the new direction a shot.
Did Lemire leave that book?
How did Lemire leave that book? I don't know. I'm not paying as you know. It's ironic. I'm not paying a super close attention to creators on titles anymore.
Oh, okay.
I'm giving the characters an opportunity because if I do care too much about the creators. I'm going to become disappointed because they're all leaving the books or leaving the company.
Yeah, well, see, that the thing with that particular book, the whole reason they – and I think it's interesting. You know, who it is because, like, in that particular example, the big draw to that book was him. And that's who they were selling the creator more than they were the book in that case, at least from my opinion.
Yeah.
You know, because he's the flavor of the month, and it seems like they're putting him on stuff that they think needs help, like Green Arrow, which he's done a great job on. I'm actually reading that again.
And you're right, but. Mm-hmm. I think that was one of those instances where it just like, you know, like when Peter David took over Hulk or Jeff Johns took over Green Lantern, it's like, you know what? Something's got, you know, do whatever you want to do with this book. And Jeff Lemire just happened to have, you know, some name cachet where he could come in and you know, combine I'm Jeff Lemire plus doing whatever the hell he feels like doing, which, to be honest with you, now that I'm kind of catching up on Arrow, he's kind of steering in the same down the same road as Arrow, just FYI.
Well, so, duh.
I know, duh. I get duh, but... and by the way, no, he's not leaving Animal Man anytime soon. So.
I know he left Swamp Thing.
And in fact, he is... he's doing a Brother Blood story coming up. So
yeah, that's right. I remember seeing
him. Sorry, that's off the point. But
no, but you know,
as I said, if I pay too much attention to the creators, I'm going to expect. I don't know. I'm not going to enjoy the books as much because again, we keep losing creators.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah, well, in case of Stormwatch, that's why I decided to stay reading it, is because. Starlin's on there now. I know. I'm pretty sure at least one of those issues have come out, and I haven't read it yet.
It has. I think there are two issues in actually.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah, that's how about behind I am. Try some time later today and get caught up.
Yeah, he came in on the Gatefold issue and
19, wasn't it?
Yeah, we're already up to 20 on that.
Yeah. Okay. Unless you saw.
Sorry, guys. Oh man, I was listening to our podcast like 2 weeks ago. Yeah. You sneezed, and I thought I blew an eardrum.
Yeah, I tried to. I'm sure I tried to. I know at least once I muted myself. So you know.
Oh, this one you missed. But yeah, I think your mouth was right at the microphone.
It probably was.
We try and be better than that, but we're not.
Yeah, I'll try to do better.
We're not always quick enough on that mute button, are we?
No, uh-uh. So I know I've been going on 2 weeks with whatever crap I got right now.
Well, okay, so back to the creator versus character issue. That's the thing that Marvel walks the line pretty well on. They promote the creator. They say, okay, well, look, Bendis is doing X-Men. You know, this is a big deal. But at the same time, they do promote the characters. They say, okay, well, look, Cyclops is the psycho lead character. Or in the case of Spider-Man, you know, they Dan Slott is still doing the book, but I bet if you polled a lot of people who read Spider-Man, they couldn't tell you Dan Slott's name. They would just say, hey, I enjoy Superior Spider-Man, or I was enjoying Amazing Spider-Man until it became Superior Spider-Man.
Yeah, all right, I'll go with that.
But if they were to promote a new book, they would say, oh, look, it's Dan Slott, you know, I mean, you know, Superior Spider-Man's Dan Slott is doing the book.
Right.
Or, you know, in the instance of the, what is that book? Anyway, Josh Falcoff is doing that mini series for them, Alpha.
Yeah, it seems like I heard something about that.
And they're promoting it more as a Spider-Man tie-in. As opposed to, you know, Filecop doing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But they would be, I think it would be okay for them to say Josh Filecop is doing this book because it probably gives them a couple extra points in sales. But I think they walk the line better than DC does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just, you know.
They have other things that I have problems with, as we've talked about before.
What?
Shipping strategy.
Oh, well, that's a different conversation.
That's a whole different podcast.
That's where Marvel drops the ball, as opposed to DC. DC says, you know what, our you know, we're going to put out 52 unique titles, whereas Marvel says we're going to put out 52 titles, but it's 52 issues, but it's actually only 26 titles or so.
Yeah, actually, that's a good way to put it. Man.
You know, they're both putting out, you know, 50 plus books a month. But it's 50 again in DC's defense. It's 50 plus unique,
right?
Books. I mean,
let's see.
Not including though. DC is really nailing the internet only ones, as opposed to Marvel. Marvel has yet to really get into that, whereas DC's got some really awesome. the Unlimited titles. And the Smallville one is actually pretty good, even though I never watched Smallville.
I've read a couple of them. I've got all of the episodes. You know,
the Injustice one, I think it's great.
Never read that one.
I know it's very dark, and most people, and it's not for everyone, but I actually really think it's fun. And the Superman Adventures one, which has got that whole Silver Age-y thing going on, which is supposed to be really good.
Minus the Orson Scott Card story.
Well, thank goodness for that. I mean,
yeah, they completely, that's one of the things that they keep doing things that anger the fans, and they cry out, and they like, well, okay, let's don't do that. Perfect example is firing Gail Simone over email recently, or how very long ago that was, and then, you know, everybody's like, what the hell? And then like, oh, well, why don't you just come back and work for us again?
Well, when did DC's PR snafus begin? You said that new guy came in March, right? So when did WTF happen? When did Simone getting fired happen?
Yeah, you know, that's a good point.
Now Simone fired from DC. Okay. Hello, internets. That was back in December.
Okay.
And then it was December when she was rehired.
Yeah, that was like days.
Yeah.
It wasn't long at all.
DC Comics. So there's not a direct correlation between this new guy coming in and the PR staff.
Not directly, no. Speaking of Gail Simone, did you read the Movement at all?
I did not like it.
Okay. I haven't read those two.
Are we up to number two on that already?
I don't know. I was just looking for another article and found it and about that, so I was just wondering.
I said it here. Her style is not my style anymore. I really liked when she was doing Secret Six and Birds of Prey, but for some reason and her Batgirl and now this, they're just not.
Yeah, I couldn't get into her Batgirl either, and most of her stuff I've liked. I'm trying to think, what else. I don't know, but then we had the, was it Andy Diggle? Okay, no, Andy Diggle was like right on Action Comics and then immediately taken off almost for somebody else, it seems like. I'm trying to think what else. There's the whole thing with, was it Falcoff that quit the Green Lantern book because they were going to kill John? And I read...
That was his claim, yes.
Yeah, and then I just read something on reading the comments on Bleeding Cool about Robinson leaving, that he's like, oh, well, no, he's not coming back, but they decided not to kill him. That's what the thing was. So, anyway, interesting.
I would like to know why James Robinson leaves DC, because that was where he made his bread and butter initially, you know, doing... Doing Starman and Justice Society, though he was doing Marvel stuff. He did Cable and he did a couple other books for them as well. But Golden Age was definitely where he like stepped up and said, "Hey, look, I'm a real writer."
I'm not really sure what that's all about.
I'm sure, given enough time, we will get all the dish and dirt.
Yeah, I probably should follow his Twitter.
It will not stay hidden for long.
No, I'm sure it won't. I'm probably already following him, but
wasn't there something about an editor? I think I saw something now that I'm like putting some thought into this. There was an editor at DC that he was bumping heads with or something.
Well, that would be what I was thinking. Would be something like that.
Quickly, James Robinson.
Yeah, they, I mean, that's the thing. You keep hearing about that stuff. You keep hearing about the, and it's the editorial control thing where, you know, that's how they wanted it. And everything else, the thing that first comes to mind is the deal with Static Shock with Scott McDaniel and John Rosen. And he ended up quitting too.
That was early. That was really early.
Well, I know, but that's, I mean, that was the first inkling of it, and it took a while for some of it to come out. So I don't know.
Yeah, God, I forgot about that. That was actually, that was,
it was like issue 8 they canceled that.
Yeah, but he left, like issue 2 or 3, I think.
Yeah, they just didn't, you know.
Rosen just like vanished.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he did, and he canceled the zombie book that they had going right before the relaunch.
It wasn't the zombie. Yeah, you're right. Zombie XOMB, whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. I'm trying to think what other things along that line. But I don't know. I'm. It's really bothering me how they're doing things and. I just have a feeling that, I guess to see how Man of Steel is, and I know Valerie posted something on there on our deal about what the plot was supposed to be, which some of the stuff I've seen, ads and stuff, makes me wonder if that's true, which is kind of tinging on Earth One Man of Steel, Earth One Superman stuff. Some of the stuff that was in there, but I don't know. It's not giving me a warm and fuzzies. You know what I'm saying?
You don't want warm fuzzies? Come on. Or you want warm fuzzies? Is what I'm saying?
Well, I'd like to like the comics that I read. That's kind of what my part of my problem is just don't care for the stuff, you know, that's out there right now. They are, I don't know. I don't know what. That's it. I don't really like how they're doing things. I don't like how they're doing things and what they're doing and I hadn't saved it. It's somewhere that. Right after Robinson left, Greg Rucka made a comment about, you know, if you treat your creators like crap, then, you know, you're not going to get anywhere. I don't remember exactly all what he said, but.
Well, and I think it also says something, the fact that you're behind on your readings and you're not particularly.
No, I haven't been making an effort really to catch up.
You're like, oh, I really need to catch up on Batman. Well, actually, you don't. You're like, you know what? I can leave it for a couple weeks, and all of a sudden it's 2 issues deep and 3 issues deep, and, mm-hmm. and it's like, you know what? Forget it, delete, and move on.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of those. Batwoman is a perfect example of that, where I was really behind on that, and I read one, and I'm like, the next one comes out, and I'm like, yeah, I'm not buying that anymore. It's just not interesting.
Yeah, you know, I'm actually month in and month out, it's like, I need to read Harbinger. I am, like, really digging
it. Yeah, I look forward to that book.
Yes.
And I want, that's the ones when I had time to catch up, those are the ones I went for. I went for the Valiant stuff, and I know I'm behind on Exo Man of War. The Harbinger War thing, that stuff is great. Bloodshot, all of those books. I like all of them, and I am reading all of them, even though they're $3.99. They're worth the $3.99.
Oh, well, they're freaking 30-plus pages. I mean, granted, mm-hmm. you know, you're getting 5 or 6 pages of black and white reproductions of interior art, but... Yeah.
Which is, you know, whatever.
They're lovely. First of all, they're all really good-looking pages.
Oh, yeah, they're great books. And that's, I don't know. I think they're more focusing on creating good books than trying to make money off such books. I think that is, I don't know, maybe that's the key there.
yeah, the money will come. If you keep producing something good, the money will come. I mean, you look at, a certain TV shows that, that Arrested Development. I know you don't watch it, but,
it's enough of it out there. I'd probably try it sometime.
You keep producing it, and it's like, it keeps being good week in and week out. Mm-hmm. Or in the case of a comic book like Harbinger, month in and month out, you're going to eventually, mm-hmm. it's going to pay off.
Well, okay, yeah, and like Hawkeye, for example, that book is awesome. And
you know what I bought? I bought the first trade paperback last night. We were at Barnes & Noble, and I was like, I want to reread this whenever the hell I feel like I want to reread that.
Yeah, I'm probably going to do that, too, on some of those that I really care for.
First five issues plus an Alan Davis Kate Hawkeye story.
Oh, okay, that sounds good.
But six issues. It's a little pricey for the six issues, but I'm like, this is worth it. And it began. It made me think, okay, I want to buy the Daredevil. I want to buy some of the Daredevil trades.
Yeah, me too.
I want to buy. I'm gonna break down. I'm gonna buy the first Harbinger trade. I'm gonna buy when the Edison Rex trade paperback comes out. I'm gonna pick it up.
Yeah,
I'm not really thinking about doing that for any of the DC books, even like something like Dial H or Legion.
Legion ones is like, I haven't enjoyed that near as much as I have in the past, and I don't.
And the latest issue, if you get when you catch up or take
a. I just got through reading 19, and then 20 came out the next day, so I just haven't bought it yet.
20 is actually really, really good.
Yeah. It's just they're just randomly killing heroes, and I'm having I don't know. We can get Giffen in there. What else is he going to do?
If the previous 19 issues plus a zero issue had been as good as number 20,
mm-hmm.
the series would not be being canceled because people would be reading it.
Yeah. 20, okay. 20 I saw was, you post that.
Yeah, and it wasn't. And I think it was a combination. The writing was really good. Plus, we had we had Portella doing the whole issue. So.
Yeah, and I'm disappointed that Threshold didn't do better. I was looking forward to that, and I thought it was a great concept, but they just dropped the ball on that book. I don't know what it was, but it just didn't click with me. I'm going to finish reading it because the characters are interesting, but it just didn't click with me.
People want Blue Beetle to be successful, and they just he's not meant to be. I'm sorry.
Well, not the way they've done it so far. They just haven't found the right creator to do it.
Yes.
I don't know. Some people. I mean, I think any character. If somebody can, and I know it's Geoff Johns we're talking about, and he's done it with several other characters, but if it's possible to make any character interesting if it's done right. I mean, Aquaman. I actually look forward to reading that.
Am I hearing like some kind of? What am I hearing?
Yeah, I hear it too. It's like.
Let me make sure I don't have an open audio window somewhere.
Yeah, I might. I don't think I do. It's very faint. I think if it had been me, it'd be real. I'm going to close my browser real quick. Yeah, I still hear it.
Yep, it was one of my browser windows. Sorry.
That's okay.
Yeah, I didn't realize that there was a little video running down at the freaking bottom of this page. So
that's why I have a flash blocker, little add-on for Firefox, so it doesn't run anything unless I want it to.
You should download that one.
Yeah.
Or not download it. I should activate it. Oh well.
Yeah, flash block is called. But anyway. What were we talking about? Oh, Legion. Yeah, and Blue Beetle. Yeah.
Yeah, Threshold in general, and I'm sure that Orange Lantern will do really, really well.
I don't even think I'm not going to pick. I'm not even going to read the first issue of that. I don't like that character. It's good. Those kind of characters are good as background, but having a whole book focused on it, I just don't want to watch that. Read that.
It's a filler book. They're
putting that out there to get until they can come up with something better. And I think that's what they've done a lot with some of these t- titles that they're putting out here, third, fourth wave, whatever. It's like, well, we got to get something out there until we can get something really good, you know. That's my opinion anyway.
Yeah, because Katana sucks. Vibe is okay.
Oh, yeah, Katana. Yeah, Vibe is okay, isn't it?
Threshold has been okay. It hasn't been great.
No, they dropped it. They dropped the ball on that.
You know, the list goes, unfortunately, on and on. And, you know, and they Dial H, it didn't mm-hmm. quite fit. It's a really great book, but it doesn't quite fit in with DC.
Right.
Shame. And I said this on the Facebook, to totally switch subjects, mid thought here, is that when Robinson leaves Earth 2, I'm okay with that. He has not made anything, he hasn't done anything on there that's like, only he could have written this.
Yeah, I agree. I do agree with that. He,
whereas a book like Dial H, anyone else comes on board, the tone is going to change dramatically. So mm-hmm. might as well just cancel it.
Yeah, and that's probably what they're doing.
You know what? Just cancel the motherfucker and we'll move on. Explicit tag. Thank you very much.
Ah, hell, at this point, you know, who cares, right?
But my point is that when he leaves, that's a shame. But I'll still read the book. I like the characters. And again, that comes back to my statement earlier where I need to focus more on the characters and the concepts than the creators, because if I say that I'm going to follow the because of the creator,
mm-hmm.
I have a feeling I'm not going to be reading the books for long.
Yeah, I can understand that. Yeah,
you know, if it's not Jeff Lemire, if it's not Jeff Johns, if it's not Scott Snyder, mm-hmm. That's probably it of the list. Actually, maybe Gellar.
Well, yeah, they've either fired or pissed off everybody else.
Yes.
That's another thing.
You know, Jeff Johns writes, what, like six titles of the 52? Jeff Lemire writes three of them.
Lost count.
Scott Snyder's writing, you know, three or four of them.
Mm-hmm.
There ain't that many titles left. You know, Gail Simone's writing two.
Mm-hmm.
One of them's not going to last very long.
What about that new deal with... Snyder and Lee, that Superman book. Have you read it?
Is it out?
Oh, I thought it was, but I guess not.
Oh, I don't know.
I am so behind on all that crap. I need to figure out what's out.
I have not read it. Superman Unchained?
Yeah, something like that. No, that is a video.
Oh, Unbound.
Yeah.
Superman Unbound. That's
right.
That's just an awesome title. Oh, no, Unbound is the video. Unbound is the cartoon.
Yeah, I'll probably get that. I think you can get it on Amazon Prime right now. You don't even have to buy the CD.
So. It is Unchained is the new title, and it's not out yet.
Okay, I thought it was. That tells you what I know.
Well, I let's see. Let's see if it tells me a date here. Oh, no. That would be June. June 12th.
Okay. All right.
Next month. I'll check it out. I like Jim Lee art, so.
Yeah, see, I think he's very overrated. A lot of people act like he's, like, you know, the most awesome in the universe, but he's great, but he's not that great, in my opinion.
Oh, I actually think he's great, but... On the flip side, I'm not necessarily going to chase down titles by him, but the fact that Scott Snyder's doing it, I would...
Yeah, I'm doing it more for his writing than I am for his the other ones.
Yeah, I think the title sucks almost as much as Justice League Dark, but it...
True. Did you hear that Rodriguez, the one that did Sin City, wants to do a Justice League Dark movie?
I'm shocked. I did see that, and I'm like...
Yeah, I'm like... It's not that great. I mean, it's a lot better than it has been. But, I don't know.
If they're going to do a Justice League, just do a Justice League.
Yeah.
Some Green Lantern and Superman and Batman and Wonder Woman, and we're good.
Yeah, I agree.
throw in some Flash, throw in some Aquaman and Martian Manhunter, and you got yourself a book. Mm-hmm. Or a movie, excuse me, a movie.
Yeah. Let's see, what else?
It can be done. Thank you, Avengers. We know that we can throw all these people on the screen, and if done right,
it'll be really good. It's got to be almost 3 hours to get here, so everybody gets some screen time, but...
That's okay. If it's done right, I would watch a three-hour movie. I've watched the Lord of the Rings movies, for Christ's sake. I've watched...
Yeah, several times I have, yeah.
There you go. I've sat through plenty of three-hour movie.
This is true. This is true.
Luckily, a lot of times they build in a bathroom break, so...
Yeah. You sit standing around talking is usually a good time to do that.
Here's your bathroom moment. Go!
Let's see. What else? What other kind of news is out there we need to bring up?
Just the website. If you go to it, it'll tell you what moment you should go to the restroom in.
So. Really? That's funny.
And if there's not, there should be. Especially for those 3 hour movies.
Oh, yeah.
I have sat with my legs crossed for many movies thinking, oh, I'm going to miss something. And thinking, damn, that would have been the perfect moment for me to have gone.
Yeah.
I would have missed absolutely nothing if I had left right then and come back. Sorry, that was totally inappropriate. And,
that's okay.
Off the
Frequently
rail.
Frequently we get there, so that's all right. Sometimes you got to go down that path to make a joke, you know.
Okay. So there are going to be 5 Superman family books, 5 Green Lantern books, 14 Batman books. Holy moly.
That is a lot of Bat books. I don't even read them all. That's the bad thing. I gotta tell you, they're doing something wrong right there.
Wow. You don't read them all? I know you read.
I stopped Detective, and I'm not reading that the Dark Knight one. They're not even really tied into anything, I don't think.
No, they're not. Which is fine.
Trying to think, what else? Yeah, not Batgirl. I'm not reading it. Not reading Titans. I don't know if you consider that a Bat book or not.
Well, there are rumors that Red Robin's going to get his own title at some point here.
So. Yeah, I saw that. I'd be okay with that. I think I'll probably read that.
He should be solo because he becomes the focus of Titans way too often, and there's other characters there. We still don't know anything about Kid Flash. We still don't know anything about the background for Bunker, who was such a big deal when they started the book.
Yeah, I know.
We still don't know anything. I mean, we don't know anything about these other characters because they focus so much time on.
They just barely know anything. Yeah.
And Superboy, right. Who has his own freaking title, he got so much focus in this book.
Oh, hell, and they put him in Ravagers, too. Another failed attempt. That could have been a good book. But that whole Harvest thing and that whole deal about him being, wasn't he Lois Lane in Superman's DNA? Isn't that how they redid it?
Say that again?
Yeah, we were talking about that on our Facebook page that come to find out in one of the issues they meet up with Harvest again, or I don't know how it comes out, but he finds out that the human part of his DNA is Lois Lane.
Okay, Superboy, I thought you meant Harvest. I was like,
No.
Yes. Yeah, not no longer Lex Luthor.
Well, I'm okay with that, because that was always creepy anyway. Come on, you admitted it. That was creepy.
I guess. I never gave it enough thought to label it. But, okay, maybe a little creepy, sure.
Well, especially if you ever watch that Death of Superman straight-to-video that they did, movie that they did. You ever watch that? What was the name of that damn movie?
The only one I didn't like of those movies was there was a Brainiac one that was really stupid. But
I think that was before they were doing those PG-13 ones. But that one they did with the Death of Superman... very weird. Very the Luthor obsession with Superman went very, it just, the way the character talked and stuff, it was just a very creepy edge to it.
Was it really gay?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Not, yeah, not good. It was not,
And not in a, you know, there's nothing wrong with that kind of way, because there was something clearly wrong with it.
Yeah, no, there was something clearly wrong with it. Kind of a Silence of the Lambs kind of stalker kind of vibe. It was very, you know.
No, yeah. I never did read that one or watch that one. I will.
Yeah. That was the one of the ones I got. I was asked to do a review on. For Warner Brothers, I never got asked again because it was just bad.
Ooh. Now I gotta know what the heck you're talking about, because I have no clue.
Yeah, you need to watch that just so you know how creepy it was.
But anyway. Sorry, the wife is poking around the office here while I'm trying to have this serious conversation about gay Superman and, alright.
They're doing Kindle deals on, for comics on Kindle. I just saw a deal this morning on Bleeding Cool, and he just posted again. They got Watchmen on there for $4 on your Kindle.
All 12 issues?
Yeah. It's the trade, yeah.
Wow.
And earlier it was, I had a list of all of them, but yeah, they're real cheap, so.
That is cheap.
Yeah.
Christmas. Wow.
I mean, I've already got, like, I really need that, another copy of that. I think I got all the issues in Comixology, too. So, but anyway, so what, have we covered enough, you think, or?
I think we have. I think we have babbled for a good hour, and I'm fine with that.
Me too, because, I mean, all I'm getting is making myself more aggravated, really.
Stop it.
But yeah, Valiant, if you're not reading it, check some of it out. It's good stuff. It's worth the money.
Rain, Boom, Dynamite. Dark Horse, they're all putting out some stuff that if you're tired of spending your money on DC and Marvel, that's...
Yeah.
And you know, we'll keep spending money DC and Marvel, because they put out some very good titles.
Not everything that they're doing is bad, it's just they're kind of in a dark age right now. It's like the New 52 kind of took a bad turn, in my opinion, in... Hopefully they'll get their head out of their ass and get that taken care of soon.
Okay.
So, anyway, yeah. I guess that's it for this week. So, as always, you can send us an email at podcast@talesfromthelongbox.com and tell us that we're totally full of shit, or, hey, you're absolutely right, or anything else you want to talk about. Let's see, what else? Facebook page. 100 or so people on there getting some intense talk about things like this and other sundry comic book items.
Every once in a while, the conversations do take a somewhat, hey, chill out kind of...
Yes, they do, yes. There's some very opinionated individuals on there, not that there's anything wrong with that, but they, you know, sometimes it gets a little bit more serious than it needs to be, but hey, you know, we're passionate about this stuff.
It's comic books, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, it's good stuff, though. So, and that, you can comment on the actual episodes and let us know what you think of those. We would really like that. And, yeah, that's about it. That's it for this week.
Have a great May.
Yeah. Have a great May. All right. That's it for this week. And we're out.